Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for details and some of the top stories of the day, the tech stories, tech talk time. Greg and whoever else we are, everybody's on vacation this week. What's the big idea?
And, well, you know, it's that time of year when everybody's kind of dialed out.
Come on.
We should write this down in your journal, Dougie. Just remember. Remember for next year.
Right. Take a vacation at some point in time. All right. So we're going to do, because these guys aren't here. I like doing the tech stories because I teach and I learn by doing some of these things because it becomes more personal to many of us who have use of devices and maybe don't get all the use that we can out of our devices. How can we be helpful to you? Well, there's some information that maybe you'll raise your eyebrows after hearing, and that's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's the old I'm going to count to three parenting technique. Does it work? Your child is misbehaving and you start counting. One, two, three. And by the time you get to three, the child comports himself. But is this the best technique? Here's the developmental science of it.
One, two, three.
All parenting experts, including a cadre of social psychologists, agree that consistency is key. But why three chances? Does your boss give you three chances to perform when you're told to get on with it? And really, do you like as a parent counting to three? It's just downright embarrassing.
One, two, five. Lisa, three.
What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tell your kid to do something the first time, follow it with either punishment or praise. The next time you ask, you won't have to count to three, and always follow that one with praise. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, I, Dracula, is a modern retelling of the original vampire story using email, text, and voicemail. Very clever and scary. I, Dracula. It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
56 past the hour on Good Day. Fitbit apparently was a big seller for Christmas. The company's app was the most downloaded on Apple's App Store on Christmas Day.
I'm surprised a lot of people. You don't have one.
I think I got one for Meredith last year, and then she has the. I got her a.
An Apple Watch. Yeah, you
an
don't
Apple
need
Watch.
It.
Mm-hmm. You don't need the Fitbit after that, right?
Right.
And that so. What is the benefit of the Fitbit? Have you got one?
I use a Fitbit. Here's why I think I like it more than the Apple Watch, although I reserve the right to change my mind and get an Apple Watch at some point. Mm-hmm. But with the Apple Watch, you're essentially carrying your whole phone with you all the time, and that thing is beeping, and you know you're getting text messages. And I mean, how connected do you want to be? I already carry my phone everywhere. Mm-hmm. Why do I want it on my wrist?
And you have to have the phone, Meredith explained to me.
You do.
To use
to make the partnership work,
yeah, exactly. And then I don't know if she knew that beforehand. I don't know that you get as much usage out of it because it uses a lot of energy. It goes dead a lot.
Yeah, I've actually got my mom one for Christmas this year, an Apple Watch, mm-hmm, and she's just sort of playing with it. But yeah, you have to have your phone with you at all times, otherwise it's not going to work. But it's just a little too wired in. I was watching my mom yesterday at the fax machine at mm-hmm. my day job, and I hear her out there going ding ding, and like everything's just ringing on her. On her body now. It's like please. But with the Fitbit, and there's other things about the Apple Watch I'm sure are great. Like it counts your blood pressure and your pulse and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. The Fitbit you can either get one for your pocket or you wear it on your wrist, and it counts your steps for the most part, and it counts your sleep. It's not a full service phone. You're not getting text messages. It's kind of just there to sort of monitor what you're doing. So it's a quieter tracker, I think, which is why I like it a little bit better. And I used it. Gosh, I use mine a lot in Prague. It was actually jumping off my wrist because we walked so
really?
Much.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
You know, 25,000 steps in a day, and that thing's like, whew, all right, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? What did you do with my old owner?
All right, the story of the man who apparently fell to his death when he became distracted by his device.
Yes.
At the San Diego Scenic Overlook.
Don't do that.
Come on. The guy was from Indiana. His name is Joshua Burwell. How dumb do you have to be? This is a very popular spot, apparently, Kenny, right?
People
go there to watch the sunset, that sort of thing. He went there, and while he was posting a message on Facebook, he fell over the cliff.
Look at this view. No.
We shouldn't be laughing about it, but oh my God.
Why in cartoons, when someone goes over the side, do they always go, ah, hoo, 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 hoo?
I don't know. I think that's mostly goofy.
You know, I scream expletives when I fall off something.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. 59 minutes after the hour. Aren't you glad you heard that here first on the Good Day program?
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. America.